You're listening to the Wreck-A Stow podcast, and I've got two exciting guests. Very funny, folks. This lockdown has had everybody staying at home, trying to find something to watch, doing a lot of binge watching. Well, I have come across a really funny movie. It's called Hard Times.
Welcome, Aisha McIver and Teron Rogers.
Hey.
Yo, we're good.
Man, this movie has me cracking up. I tell you, it's really made my day the past couple of days. I watched it over and over. So I just want to ask you guys a couple of questions. Like, now, for one thing, there's a scene, the fight scene behind the couch. I just want you guys to know, I'm rewinding that over and over and over. How'd you guys do that?
I mean, it was real.
For the record, if you look like you won, it's just the bracket and jump off the top of the couch.
That was awesome. I'm sending a link to people telling them, you gotta see the couch scene. You gotta see the couch scene. I'm loving it. He asked, tell me more about the film. Where'd the idea come from?
Well, with the idea, and like I was telling you earlier, you know, so I didn't give you all of the facts then because I wanted to share it now. Which to me makes the movie really, really special. I wrote this script back in 2005, but I had it saved on like the floppy disk back then.
Wow.
Throughout my moving, I lost the discs and everything. So, just as of recently, I wanted to shoot it, but I didn't want to rewrite it. So the special part about this film is that the entire movie is freestyle. Everybody. I set up the scenes because of, you know, just knowing the flow of the film.
Uh-huh.
But every person that you see on screen brought themselves to it. There was no rehearsals. We just press recorded and went with it. And so what you see is completely ad-lib, freestyle, off the top, from beginning to end.
Man, I am loving it. Now, this movie premieres this week, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Hoping to have it a Facebook Live on Friday, August 21st.
That is
9 o'clock.
That is awesome. Well, I'm going to do my part to spread the word. Now, how long did it take to shoot all this?
Miss Aisha and I shot, what, 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days.
We shot 3 days. And then with everybody else, we shot like an hour, you know. So the 3 days we shot. And then everybody else, you know, put in like an hour. So I would say 4 days total. You know, but
I wouldn't even say 4 days, because our what we did 4 hours on was on a Saturday, and at that time he drove from his end of town to here or wherever we filmed it, maybe a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
So
man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, totally.
That has really, it's got so many great elements of slapstick, and that couch scene, I just keep telling people that is beautiful. That is just so well done. Now, have you guys done a lot of acting outside of this?
I'm a clown. a lot of things as far as acting, I have a tiny bit of a past in acting, but then a stop, pause life, I got married, and then all that ended, and kind of jumped back into it again. You can find me acting a fool on my Aisha Chronicles, on my Facebook or Instagram page. My actual acting background was way back in the 90s, so as for me, I would go with this as a fresh start again.
Nice. Very nice. Now, I see there are a lot of local comedians as well as to Ron in the film, man, and the music is great. So how did you find the time? I guess this lockdown helped to just get all these great people together.
And again, that's a beautiful part, man. I had the greatest cast, and I say that constantly. And if I could take a second, and Jay, I mean, you could definitely vouch. Like when you asked me to do the show, I was thinking that it was like in the studio, face to face, you know. So I asked you, can I bring everybody? Like that would, to me, that would have definitely been like the best way. So if I could take a second, man, I just want to like just name everybody that was a part of the film.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
That's, of course, you know, we have Miss Aisha on the phone. We had her daughter Kayla, her friend Callie, my cousin Kip. Isis Ren, Trayshawn, Stan, DJ Cutter. We had two of my coworkers, EJ and Demetrius, and two comedians, HL Boney and Daryl DJ Ransom. Those were all of my actors, and the music came from T. Graham. A lot of the instrumentals were a producer named Chubb Hazel. Some another song came from my cousin Walter Walt Baby Jones, Pete Battis, Davin Hinton, Lawrence L.A. Watkins, Ace of Spade, my homeboy Juwan from New York, Big Bam, and Godfrey Black Wine Eason. So they just handpicked, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that I talked to, they were gracious, man. They was like, yo, just use whatever music you want. So we did. And I think the music that was laid over the scenes, it fit, you know? So it was just, to me, it was just a tremendous, tremendous project. And real quick, not to leave out, Agnes Aisha, she was very, very instrumental in locations for us. So the restaurant that we shot at,
Mikoto's, major shout out to them because they've been a huge platform in my life as far as a comedian bringing stand up to this end of town. So shout out to Quinn, the owner of Mikoto's.
Yeah, Mike.
Cool.
Renamed Mike.
Love it.
So we got Hardin's.
Yeah, Hardin's grocery store, Rockfish. My cousin Tony for letting us, Tony Biggs for letting us use his house. And to the Pride, they were also a part of the music stuff, Mr. Doe and Manolo. So, like I said, man, I was just blown away, you know what I'm saying, by after we finished everything, and again, just the contributions. And when I wrote down the names of everybody that was a part of it, it's like over 20 people, man. So I was,
man,
I don't know, like I'm still floating on cloud nine about the entire process.
Love it, love it.
As always, I'm gonna interject and just give him his credit that he never gives himself, because this was his idea that he allowed us to put into perspective and put into life. So shout out to Toron again for the millionth time, because he played a major role in that. It was his role. He brought life to every scene. It's just we were a little contribution to what he already has. I don't like him downplaying what he has, but you'll see he has a lot of good stuff coming.
Oh, man. I believe it. Yeah, I've known him a long time. Very talented guy. And glad he's still out there doing it. Definitely. Now, I want to ask, because everybody's going to ask, so how did the pandemic affect getting folks together, shooting, all this kind of stuff? And I'm glad you stuck with it and didn't let anything get in your way. What kind of crazy things did you experience, like, trying to get this all together?
I think, really, the only scene, honestly, that it really affected was the restaurant scene, because we were obeying the pandemic situation, you know what I'm saying? But this was like early on before things really got shut down. But we didn't want to get Mike in trouble.
Gotcha.
but being in the restaurant. But outside of that, man, like, you know, we it was kind of like individuals. You know, of course we didn't have a crew, like a big crew of, you know, 50 people in grips and, you know, lighting dude. It was just us. So when you see the scene, it's us in the tripod.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So there weren't any big crowds or anything. So it worked out.
Yeah. Actually, and on our end, and I say our end as far as the people on my side of town, our people that jumped in on my end, it actually helped tremendously that the virus was going on, weirdly enough, because we were down for a moment. But like myself, you know, it allowed me to be out of work for about 3 weeks. Because I work in dental, so we were shut down for about 3 to 4 weeks. So that gave me free time to say, yes, I can do this. And, you know, the other people that were available it was because they were temporarily out of work. So it actually worked out perfectly timing-wise. I think it even helped the restaurant scene, despite of, I think it kind of, it made it more interesting to know that we could get caught at any moment for stealing a meal we were going to steal.
I love it. I love it. You guys are so natural and so funny and great together on screen. So I'm going to ask you, is there anything else you're doing anywhere else we can see either of you perform? I know with the pandemic, you can't go anywhere. You can't see anything. But you guys doing anything else? Any other online stuff or Anything at all?
She's all over the place, y'all. She's a megastar, like, already.
Love it.
She's all over the place. So, yeah, go ahead and take the next 45 minutes to let them know.
I knew you had to throw in a little bit of that shade that you was going to throw this way. It's cool because it's hot outside. I have Aisha Chronicles. You can always find me on Aisha Chronicles on Facebook, Instagram. That's pretty much a story of my life, one glass at a time. One glass of wine at a time, actually.
Love it.
It's a little more fun that way. And yes, I am kind of all over the place. I do podcasts on alternative perspectives. You can find out on Spotify or Apple. I do Speak Your Mind podcast as well on Mondays and Thursdays, and I also do podcast those for Hostile Therapy on Sunday. In addition to that, I'll drop all that at any second if Teron's ready to come in, because my first love is comedy. I love to hit the stage. Yes, they're temporarily closed, but when they do open back up, I have my own venue here in Fayetteville that we were speaking of. We actually filmed there in the host. My venue is the Bar Side, so we'll hopefully have some open mics there again. I don't know, I do feel like I'm forgetting something, but either way, you find me on those platforms and you can find me everywhere else. So
you got it. Well, you guys are a great interview, and naturally, even though you just did it, I'm going to tell you both, give us the websites, the hashtags, let us know where folks can find you, contact you. So since Aisha just did it, Teron, you go ahead, and then Aisha, you repeat and give us those places to find you.
I bet mine's are, it's really just I'm gonna make up like 10 of them just but no, actually, at Facebook, and I'm just at Teron Rogers, and it's TORONRODGERS. So you can find me there on Instagram and Facebook. Also on Facebook, we have 925 Productions, and it's NINE25. So 9 is spelled out with the numbers 25. And I know people, you know, just from their job say 925, but it's 25, and it's like a real deep meaning, you know what I'm saying, behind that. So,
okay.
But it's 925 Productions, and that's on YouTube and Facebook. And there's also Carolina Boy Comedy on Facebook. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I have.
Cool. Aisha, I know you got them, so give me that laundry list.
It's not that long. Just, you know,
I'm going to wash my car and I'll be right back.
Well, my mama don't like you. Anyway.
Your mama.
You got to find us on YouTube, first of all, and watch the movie. You know what that was about. But yeah, find me on Facebook. You know, I do, like I said, Aisha Chronicles, but my page is kind of open. You follow me on either one of them, Susie, either way. That's Aisha, AYESHIA, Chronicles, just as it sounds, Aisha Chronicles. And you follow me there, Instagram. I do have some YouTube out. I don't really share it as much because I don't post there as often, but you'll find stuff on there as well. And as far as the podcasts are concerned, like I said, Hostile Therapy. You can find all these links on my page. It's an alternative perspective, Speaking Your Mind. So that's it for now. That's it.
That is awesome. Now, if I left anything out, anything else you guys would like to say about the film?
Just if you're listening to this interview, like I said, definitely tune in Friday, 9 o'clock on the 925 Productions page. Just give the cast some love, man. Because again, like I'm grateful to everybody that was in it. Everybody did a wonderful job, and it's definitely a project that needs to be seen. And let's make it go viral, you know. So it's wonderful. That's it from my perspective. You know what I'm saying? Let's just watch it and support the film.
Awesome.
I think once everyone sees the film, they're gonna see the passion that Teron has. He has so many things that he's probably not going to just put out there. But he has so many things in the works. Just watch and wait. Subscribe to the page. Watch the movie. Share your thoughts. Like the movie. Share the movie. And just watch it explode from there. I guarantee you're not going to be disappointed.
Nah, they shouldn't be.
That is awesome. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to me. You're listening to the Record Store Podcast.
Absolutely. Yo, appreciate you, Jay.